Today we are joined again by Alexis Figuero, a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement in Saratoga, and his mother, Nedra Hickam-Bottom, who has been speaking out in support of her children's activism. Welcome both to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Alexis, we last had you on when the assistant police chief, John Cotone, made some inflammatory comments. And since then, things have escalated. I've talked to Jamaica Miles after she was arrested, and you, along with about a dozen other activists, have been arrested in connection with a protest that happened back in July. You were going to class, I believe, and you were pulled over. Tell me what happened with you, and tell me a little bit briefly what's been happening in Saratoga Springs with Black Lives Matter activists.
Last time I was on there was about Cotone's statements. Now we see Cotone's actions, his words going into action. You see the police sitting here trying to intimidate us, trying to silence us. When I was pulled over by two sheriff deputies in two different cars for a routine traffic stop. That's not routine whatsoever. You don't get pulled over by two cop cars in a car by yourself. You know, I'm on my way to class. Turns into getting a ticket for a tree being in my mirror, the air freshener, like a small one. That's what I got a ticket for. Then they come with a warrant that they know nothing about. This is crazy. And, you know, we're seeing this all over the Capital Region. We're seeing this in Albany. We're seeing this in Schenectady. We're seeing this now in Saratoga right now. And what it is a organized attack to silence all of us, to not have the story out about Daryl Mount. As well, my mother and my children was there the day that I got arrested. She followed me in their car after we just had a nice day at Saratoga Apple together as a family. I get to go to my first class in UAlbany for public criminology to try to make changes throughout the system in all different ways besides protesting, because there's much more than that. We know that. So while I'm trying to better my life and do better for others, I'm getting pulled over and being harassed by police and I'm being detained for 8 hours, 9 hours. Like I said, the mother of my children ends up there. She ends up getting slammed up by police officers, bruised ribs, bruises all of her arms, contusions in front of my children. A two-year-old, she just turned two today, and a six-year-old boy. You know, this is their first experience of really being that close to police. And what is this going to tell them?
And just to clarify, Alexis, you were arrested 6 weeks after the protest that you are being charged with. Disorderly conduct, which is just a violation, and unlawful imprisonment, which is for supposedly blocking a car with a person who is trying to get home. But that protest was back in July 14th, I believe. And you were arrested, what, how far after?
7 weeks after. And actually, I didn't get the imprisonment charge, you know, go figure. Then they added on some charges that same day while they had me in the cell, holding me in a 6x8 cell for 8 hours, 9 hours. For once again, like you said, a violation, like a traffic ticket. I think it's a $125 fine. And then they added on two more charges from two city council meetings where I exposed different things, said things that people didn't like. Now I'm getting charged for that for obstruction of governmental administration. So altogether, I'm facing 10 charges when it comes down from, you know, Saratoga to Albany.
I spoke with Melanie Trimble of the NYCLU, and obviously they have come out strongly in support of the activists and calling the Saratoga Springs Police Department a racist organization. So I wonder how you, as an activist with all these charges, respond to these what appear to be intimidation tactics from the Saratoga Springs Police Department. Are you able to continue your community work at this time?
And we're not going to stop our community work. That's what they want us to do. You know, that's the whole motive of everything for them to so-called change the narrative, like Cotone said, and Robin Dalton. Let's not forget that Robin Dalton, who's running for mayor right now, was a part of all this as well. She's a public safety commissioner. She's supposed to be the liaison between the people and the police. She's not doing a good job at all, clearly. But we're going to continue doing what we're doing. We have an event actually this Sunday, 3 p.m., called Cookies Not Cops, and it's going to be a fundraiser, mutual aid fundraiser for the activists and different people who've been arrested. We also have food there for free. Once you get mutual aid, you don't have to pay for things. You just give a donation if you want to give a donation, and that's it. I have some live music as well. That'll be in Congress Park at 3 p.m. We got a Rock the Vote event that we're planning right now. We're going to have live music. We're going to get people out there to go vote. You know, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. We're going to keep pressing for Daryl Mount's investigation. We're never going to stop that. So, yeah, I mean, they can try to tire us out. That's what they want us to do. Keep our eyes off of the real thing that we're doing to make change and keep our eyes on the courts and this and that. We're going to have our eyes on everything. You know, it's going to be a lot of work, but we're going to keep going.
Now, Lexis, we are also joined today here for the first time by your mother, Nedra Hickenbottom. Nedra, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine as well. And you spoke out in the city council meeting in Saratoga Springs in support of your children. And I just wanted to hear from you what drives you to speak out at this time in support of your children and their activism.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yes, I tried to stay out of their limelight and what was going on with them. But once this arrest occurred, I felt that I need to speak out because they arrested both of my children. And it was for nonsense, really. And I know that they're trying to stop them from doing what they're doing. So I felt this was my time to speak up and speak out.
What can you tell us about Lexis and some of the media coverage that has come out?
This past week, the Daily Gazette came out with an article. It was mentioned there that he was an alumnus of the state juvenile detention system. He was not an alumnus of the system. He was put into the system through a PINS petition, and it was due to truancy. So that is just not going to school. So they tried to make it like it was some kind of criminal act that he's an alumnus of that system, but he was not in that system because of being a criminal. It was due to school. And so because of that, they put a PINS petition on him. When they do that, they put them into a system, a juvenile detention center. That is not the way to go because now you're locking him up with criminals. And the detention center is a holding center until they can send them off to a specialized school for education. But meanwhile, you can be stuck there for over a year, 2 years, and there's nothing that you can do because they're stuck in that system. So it's basically the education to jail pipeline.
Thank you for explaining that. So on Tuesday's city council meeting, many people spoke in support of the Black Lives Matter activists, including Samira Sagari. And as part of her statement, the Saratoga Springs activists demand that all charges be dropped before mediation is pursued. Lexis, could you explain this to me?
It's clear as day that these charges are all trumped up charges. So we've seen this around the whole country. We also see the bans on abortions. We see bans on people's voter rights. You know, they're bringing back Jim Crow. Jim Crow is very alive and prevalent in 2021, and it's sad. We're not going to fall for it, and we're definitely not going to sit here and have a $35,000 mediation with the city, especially people who are running the police while they have an open investigation on us. There's actually an open investigation now.
So in terms of, these open investigation, these court dates, there's about a dozen activists who have charges now against them. And could you just give us a brief update on the other activists and when the next court date will be?
Gabrielle Elliott's court date will be on the 21st of October at 9 a.m., as well as a bunch of other activists, I think including Molly Dunn. So a bunch of the activists have their court dates again. There may be ACOD as a deal, maybe a plea deal.
They can't get arrested in a set period of time, like 6 months, a year. And if they do not get arrested in that amount of time, then their charges will be dropped. So it's sort of like a way to discourage them from staying active and being on the streets because they're scared that they'll get more charges, right? Is that why you call it a plea deal?
It is for sure. Yeah. Or maybe you were just happen to be marching at a peaceful protest and they get you 2 months later.
To both of you, I put this last question. If there's anything you didn't get to say that you want to be included in this interview, now is your time.
Well, I'm going to say that for one, we need people to continue to make these phone calls, emails, sending mail, actual mail, postal, to get the message out to the AGA's office, to get the message out to the DA's offices in Albany. in Schenectady and Saratoga. We need people's support for sure. The community has been rallying behind this. We've been out here for 15 months now, so we just need the continued support, and we thank everybody that supports us.
Excellent. Nedra, was there anything that you wanted to add?
This cannot continue. People need to go out and vote, watch and look and think about who they're voting for before they go out and vote. We have people that have retired and living off of pensions now, taxpayer money that are part of the Daryl Mount killing. And there are others that are still within the police force. So if they're in the police force, we can only imagine those same people are getting paid again by taxpayer money and what they could do to people like my son or my daughter. You know, we need to really watch this and watch carefully. And if something occurs with one of the activists, we all need to think and point fingers. And we know where to point fingers to.
I just wanted to say one more last thing, which was the fact that, as she stated, you know, they're infringing on our First Amendment rights. And let this also be stated that, you know, there was no investigation to the death of Daryl Mount. But they did more than a two-month investigation, still ongoing, into a peaceful process where we're exercising our rights for justice for Daryl Mount. And also let it be said that those warrants were signed on the date of August 31st, the same day that we had a silent vigil and the anniversary of the beating of Daryl Mount. Isn't that a coincidence?
Nedra Hickambottom and her son, Lexis Figueroa, thank you both for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you.